Yep, we're live.
I'm having the Muppet Show song. It's time to start the music. It's time to light the lights. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hi. Hi, Internet.
Frida sings.
Yeah. No,
and,
I don't.
And pretty good, too.
Cough clap.
I heard Weird's interview on the Road Gunner podcast.
Oh,
I listened to it when I was on my way back from Louisiana yesterday.
What was really nice? I listened to it the other day because number one, we had like a million technical difficulties.
Yes, you did.
Chaz's computer kept cutting out on us because I'm sure he was like doing it from like either a hotel room or the back of a truck somewhere because he was not at his place.
So and, you felt right at home then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we had done it 2 weeks previous to that because he was out in Utah and he had a bunch of people that he had done interviews with out there. And he said, yeah, they might take precedence over you. And I said, I don't give a shit. And so he said, okay, cool. And so it was old enough that I had some vague ideas of what we were talking about, but most of it was kind of a surprise. So it was fun. Am cool. I the only one here?
I hear somebody talking in the background.
I do too.
I'm hearing me echoing somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is.
Are you playing the show over your computer, Weird?
No.
Okay, just checking. Because I was doing that last week.
And I'm wearing headphones and I'm naked stupid. Except for a blue.
That's right. We need the music out.
This is still the bullshit chat session before the thing. No, it's because
everything it keeps on cutting out for me. Can I
hang up
call
and
back?
Try again? Yeah. Okay. That may be Brita causing the echo. Now it was one thing I wanted to mention because they asked about the if the Vicious Circle episodes are still available on iTunes. Hello.
They are.
And they are. Well, they are. They were last time I checked. You there, Brita?
To China, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Did you call me back?
Or? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm having a bad connection tonight, so.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, if it hangs up, we'll call you again. You're having a weird connection because you're not.
Yeah.
That's strange. Anyway.
I love Brita the most!
I know. Well, you know, I'm cuter than Alan. And
well, that's for sure.
I have more hair than Jay.
Oh, well, that's tough.
Counts for something.
Unless you mean my back.
I just realized, Brita, that we better find a co-host for next week. Or you and I are doing episode 69 by ourselves.
What? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. The squirrel report with the two quiet ones.
I'm not quiet. What?
Yeah.
Rita, you're a librarian. All librarians are quiet.
I'm going to play some music. Ha! Oh, look. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2013, and it's time for the Squirrel Report.
Ba-da-da-dum, I like that one.
Oh, I just noticed the problem.
What? What?
I'm downloading some files.
Oh, we'll stop that.
On my Dropbox. Yeah, that must been the problem.
Ah!
Okay.
And our news update.
Oh, that's the problem.
Oh. God, what a week.
It feels like it's been a long week.
It has been a long week.
I don't know why.
I kept thinking it was
and I have to work on Saturday.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
You have to work on Saturday?
Yeah, I have to work Saturday.
That blows. Do you get a weekday off?
Yeah.
Which one?
Tomorrow.
I have tomorrow off, so it's not so bad.
That's not too bad.
I get to hang out with the turtle.
That means after the score report's over, you can continue drinking for a little while.
Yeah, I was considering that. We'll see how it goes.
Remember, Brita, if you stay in the score report chat, you're not drinking alone, and therefore you're not an alcoholic.
Well.
Okay.
There you go.
I remember one night getting horribly, horribly, horribly drunk while chatting on the gun blog conspiracy. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I got that drunk, sort of drunk.
Can't believe I still can type drunk.
No, I still had that ability. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I thought I could still type. But
this was not the time you drank until you passed out doing the vicious circle, right?
No, that was different.
New Year's.
Yep. I didn't pass out. I fell asleep in my chair. Because of copious amounts of alcohol.
Well, all I've got alcohol-wise in the house is Yuengling Light. Oh. So it's like I'd have to drink so much of the Yuengling Light.
They make a light?
Not worth it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And we already have a caller.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What? What's wrong with Hazel?
I know. It's a preemptive caller. I think it's from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Maybe they're going to talk to us about the nuclear vessels.
Or holsters.
Hello, Oak Ridge. Hello?
Greetings, caller.
Oh, is this one of those where I screwed up the audio?
Oh,
no. Wait. I heard somebody. Hello?
Okay, I must be on.
You are on. Oh, it's Dennis. Dennis is calling from a different number. I didn't know it was you.
I didn't think you were going to pick up that fast. Yes, I am calling from inside the store.
My God, they're calling from inside the store.
So, yes, I'm
calling us from a gun store. I love it.
Getting a call from a gun store. There you go. I'm sitting here, and how sad is this? I'm sitting here listening to the Squirrel Report. Not that it's sad. But that's what I have on as background as I'm scanning UPC barcodes into the cash register system.
Nice.
Getting ready to, you know, loading up my inventory on.
Five, no, three. Shit.
You are preparing. Have you had your grand opening yet?
Not yet. Okay. ATF still has not acted on my amended license.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not open.
I haven't seen any pictures.
Work in a timely manner.
The store.
You haven't? They're all over the Facebook page. But I'll take another one right after I hang up, and I'll post it on Facebook, and I'll ping you so you can see what it looks like currently.
Cool.
So yes, that's. I just wanted to call in and say. You are my nightly entertainment as I'm scanning product into my cash register system.
Oh, we're so lucky. We are the official podcast of the Oak Ridge Merchant of Death.
You know what?
What's the shop actually called?
That is just too cool. The official podcast. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have late Thursday night hours where I'll have people.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Live streaming in Dennis's gun store.
Oh, my God. I would love it. We need to make you a sign or something, like, you know, with the Squirrelport logo and then, you know, official podcast.
Dennis, there's your store name, the Armed Squirrel.
Armed Squirrel, I'll put the logo right in the front window. Thursday nights, come on in. Thursday nights, come on in and hear yourself on a podcast where people will come in, hang out, and then hear themselves on the podcast over the sound.
Oh, no.
Be famous on the internet.
There you go.
No. We need to plan a vacation where we all go down to Tennessee for it doesn't have to be a whole week, but we need to be there on a Thursday night, and we need to set up the mobile squirrel center.
The mobile squirrel podcast. And you know what? Chance, say uncle, he only lives maybe 20 minutes from here.
Oh, well, we should definitely get him on the show.
Cool, then I'm sleeping in his place.
He's only two towns over.
How far away is Oleg? I'm going to get my vest Oleg, back.
From me to Oleg is 2.5 hours. He's in Nashville. Linoge is literally 15 minutes away. We do a game night there about once a month. And sadly, he's moving away. He's going to North Carolina.
I heard about that.
Yes, his wife got a job in a college in Raleigh, teaching, professorship thing. And so, yes, they're moving. Their house is up for sale. I think she's already went over last weekend, and he's here until the house sells another couple of weeks. But anyway, there you go. Hello from the actual gun store in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. You all have a very good night, and I'll be listening for the next 45 minutes to see what happens.
Okay.
So Dennis, but does the store have a name?
Yes, it's Dragon Leatherworks. That's what's up on the sign out front.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know if you were keeping the old signage or adding new signage.
Nope, the old signage with the dragon logo. I've had people come by, look in, and go, "Is this going to be a tattoo shop?"
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because of the logo, it's an actual tattoo that I kind of stole and
put yourself in a chair and rent it out to the local talent.
Yeah. Okay. Guns and tattoos.
Guns, leather, and tattoos. Boy, you'll get a whole different clientele there. Won't
yeah,
you?
Seriously.
Yep. You'll have to wear clothing.
Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Mickey Mouse.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye now.
Thanks, Dennis.
All right, then. Where were we?
Favorite merchant of death.
Yeah.
Actually, when the wife and I were at in Newport, Rhode Island, we heard about a nice little bar and grill place, and we said, "Oh, that'll be a nice place for lunch." And then we were walking down the main street. There's like a ton of it said, you know, tattoo and smoke shop. And I said, "Huh, that's an odd combination." Until I looked into one of the windows and noticed that the chosen smoking apparatus were a large glass tobacco water pipes,
yeah,
as you will.
Yes.
Which I've always joked about, because I'm wondering if anyone ever stoked up one of those bongs with some like cherry pipe tobacco and just tried to clear that chamber, because I'm sure they're still coughing right now.
That would be funny.
Pull of a good clove.
Ugh. I used to smoke cloves.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
We all did at one point. We wanted to see CBD.
Yeah, but mine were unfiltered.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah, me too.
Did you smoke
unfiltered, Sprita? Oh, my gosh, yeah. And your throat would hurt so bad the next day. Oh, terrible. Anyway, enough tales of nightmares.
See, I solved it by smoking Lucky Strikes first.
You know, my cigarette of choice when I was smoking was Lucky Strikes with a filter, and they were impossible to find, but I liked the, you know.
I didn't know they fucking existed.
They exist. They're impossible. Seriously.
But I gotta say, smoking filtered Lucky Strikes is like drinking Yingling Light.
I know. I know. Well, you know, I was a poor college student, and then eventually, you know, I ended up rolling my own. So,
I found out that Lucky Strikes unfiltered fit in my cigarette holder.
Ah, yes, that's very important.
I feel like I missed out on a whole like thing.
Yeah.
Alan, you're a Marine? You don't have any tattoos, you don't have any stickers on your truck, and you don't smoke.
I'm also allergic to tobacco as well as shellfish, so I can't...
What happens when you smoke tobacco?
Huh?
What happens?
I don't know.
You can't run?
I fall over and twitch. I don't know.
What happens when you're a Marine and you smoke tobacco? Here, let me illustrate for you.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I try to stay away from things that'll kill me.
But yeah, you joined the Marines.
Yeah, Jay beat me to it.
They didn't kill me. This was back in I joined the Marines back in 1982. If you
Which
remember,
means you stormed the beaches of Grenada.
I didn't even do that.
Did you Did you storm the beaches of Grenada?
Storming.
You in Grenada?
The only thing I stormed was the E Club.
I thought we put all the Marines in Grenada.
Not hardly. No, there was.
The whole purpose of the Grenada invasion was to see how many Marines we could fit on a little island.
No.
They wanted to see if it would tip over like Hank Johnson. Right.
Yeah, not only did I not go to Grenada, I was in the reserve, so I didn't go anywhere except to Dallas. So,
I'm sorry.
Anyway, enough about me.
And that was during the J.R. Ewing time period.
Well, that's where I lived. Jay had a blogger shoot.
It's a musical episode. I'm singing the Muppets.
We should do one of those.
No,
like the Buffy musical episode. We could do the
morning drive episode.
We could do the Squirrel Report morning, or the Squirrel Report musical episode.
Like the Buffy episode.
Yeah, you know where everyone randomly burst into song.
Okay. There has to be a dance number, you know. Yeah.
We could also do the morning show. You know, it's like it's you know, hey, it's Weird and Jay in the morning.
Oh no!
Woohoo! KBBL is gonna give me something stupid.
Oh my god! Do we have topics or not? Do we have topics? Son of a... What am I doing on this show?
Yeah, we have topics.
Guys.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was trying to segue into one, and we got segued from the segue. I was trying to cue up Jay to talk about his blogger shoot that they had up there in the Northeast.
Weird was there, too.
Me too.
Tell us about it.
I shot a suppressed Beretta 21A. It was awesome.
It's so cute.
Ever since I saw one on YouTube and I put it up on my blog like 5 times, I'm like, I know I showed this video before, but you know what? I'm going to keep repeating this content because everyone needs to watch it again and again and again. And then suddenly I saw one and I went, oh, can I shoot that? And they let me. And we had the HK416 with like a 2-inch barrel.
Did you need a nap after?
I was just going to ask that.
Oh my god! I just used the bathroom up at Double Trouble's house, which is like, I don't know, 75 yards to the firing line, and Double Trouble was in there, and I just was talking to him. We were just, you know, enjoying the peace and quiet of being away from the firing line, and then suddenly Jay called a hot range, and suddenly we heard. Bah, 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 we just all went. It was me, him, and Brad, and we all just went, what the fuck is that? And Double Trouble guessed, I think that's Wally's AK-54. And I went, no, the AK-54 is semi-auto only. I bet you it's that little short-ass.
That's because if it was fully automatic, it would set the entire world on fire.
And Double Trouble had the quote of the day, which was he shook his head and said, all I know is there's some retarded-ass guns out there.
Boy, that's for sure.
I didn't understand anything that Jay just said.
Yeah.
Try it again, Jay.
We're having technical difficulties here again. Oh. I know it'll come as a surprise.
Imagine that. Oh, we lost Brita.
And is it any better?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
I was saying that if the AK-54 were fully automatic, it would set the entire world on fire.
That thing does produce almost, but not quite as much flash as Mopar's Thompson Contender in 30-06.
Which is the one that's doing the giant fireball?
Which one?
The one you put on, was that the Mosin doing the fireball, or was it?
There was a Mosin 44 was the first one.
Uh huh.
The second picture was Wally's 300 Blackout with the 11-inch barrel.
See, he owes me a barrel, damn it.
The video was that was the HK416, which is also a short barrel. Apparently, when it's a machine gun, there is no such thing as a short barrel rifle.
This is true.
I found that out. I kept saying short barrel rifle, machine gun.
Yeah, there's no such thing. Because the machine gun trumps all the SBR stock or not stocked or whatever. That's why my M11 has a folding stock on it, and it's got a 4-inch barrel.
Right. Right.
So.
The M44 is a great shot. I'm looking at that picture right now. It really does look like you're, again, trying to set the planet on fire. Now, remember, the AK-54 is semi-automatic and has 4 inches less barrel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's just this gigantic fireball. The one good thing is so much of the powder is burning outside of the barrel, there's very little recoil.
Oh.
I picked it up and expected it to kick the living crap out of my shoulder because it's a metal butt plate. And it's a light little rifle for 7.62x54mm, and I fired it, three or four rounds. And I was like, this really isn't bad. He's like, yeah, it's because most of the combustion is happening outside the barrel.
Yeah, and for those not in the know, the AK-54 is a Romanian PSL that Wally mocked up to look like an AK-47. So it's 7.62x54R, but you have to really squint to realize that. Yeah. So when it goes off, it'll surprise some people.
You back, Rita?
Such as Christina's.
So. Okay.
Such as Christina's poor daughters who were trying to get a refresher course on firearms. And next thing you know, someone goes, it's something that has a muzzle concussion that's like getting slapped in the face. And they would just be, okay, so it's like this and it's like this. And then just suddenly they just lock up.
Yeah, some rifles you really don't want to be standing next to.
No. Nope.
My Bushmaster is one of them, apparently.
Yes, your Bushmaster is fucking obnoxious.
I like it. But,
yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with
that. And it has the spring of freedom, just for Rita.
The spring of freedom.
Rita hates the spring. I will have to admit that I agree with you.
It just feels like you're...
It's made by Mattel.
Yes, totally. It feels like it's a little toy. It doesn't feel
I'm shooting a pogo stick?
Yes. I love shooting rifles, but that is...
It is disconcerting.
I don't like it.
What's interesting is that my FAL does not have a spring of freedom, though. It has a very similar buffer tube assembly. I don't know why that is.
That's because it's about 85 pounds of metal. You can't hear the spring.
It's only 9 pounds.
I have a video of you
with Skype
and
did you get the
sorry,
did the video come out of
I can hear you
doing
of us shooting the
FALs,
yep. So anyway.
So we had fun. There was a lot of really cool guns.
Good.
Including the fully automatic 22 suppressed M16, which sounded just like a typewriter. That's what we were calling it. Typewriter.
It is a typewriter.
Yeah. I said to both of Christina's girls who took my advice up immediately of the make sure you do not leave here without shooting that because that is hands down I'm not a full auto guy and that is it's neat, it's cool, it's fun, but it doesn't blow my skirt up as much as it does for many people. But my God, a 22 that'll just empty a 25-round magazine in about 3 seconds, and it has no buzzer report and no recoil, and it's got a red dot sight on the top of it. It's not even fair. It's just not even fair.
We have another caller. Area code 516. Hello.
Hey there, it's Glenn B. from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Glenn B. All right.
He was at the shoot.
Oh, cool.
I had a great time up at the blogger shoot.
Awesome. Thank you.
Couldn't have been a better day. It was, it could have been a better day if my son came along, but he couldn't make it. But it was excellent. Jay, you throw a good thing together, and our two hosts and our hostess are wonderful people, I got to say that.
Amen, brother.
Yep. No, I think that was the best weather we've ever had for that shoot.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's either rainy or humid as shit.
I've only been there twice, and I remember last year it rained out at the beginning, but then it got nice out. Yeah. And it was humid, of course, but this was a gorgeous day. It really was made for a shoot.
Of course, it felt 20 degrees warmer because of all the burning gunpowder being blown in your face by the various muzzle devices. That'll give you a sunburn.
Uh-oh. I guess we lost
Glenn. It was the day of the fireball.
It really
was. Shooting a 30-odd six out of an 8-inch barrel. You can't avoid fireballs.
And that was on a day with low humidity. When the humidity's higher, the muzzle flash dissipates just a little bit slower. That was like two years ago when we got the pictures of the snubby from hell shooting the fire rings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was neat.
I shot somebody with that gun.
Yeah, you did.
Just a little lead shaving.
Well, you know, he's awful proud of it.
Yeah.
You back, Glenn?
Walking around. He tells everybody I shot him in the neck.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What?
I thought Glenn B. tried to call back, and he didn't
Brady,
didn't
you
got to
remind T-Bolt that when you shoot someone, they stay shot.
That's right. If you meant to shoot him, he'd have felt it, damn it. I wanted to talk, before we get into more, you know, serious things.
Uh-oh.
I love this story about the guy that was like, you know, a man and then a woman and then woke up one morning and was like, holy crap, why am I dressed like this? I'm a dude.
My God, what have
Don't
I done?
Judge. Don't judge.
Oh, he can be whatever he wants. I think it's a funny story.
Yes, Miss Daisy, I'd be judging.
Yeah. The story is this guy, and it's in the.
He was like a newscaster.
Yeah,
he
was a news and a fairly well known one. I put the link in the chat. ABC news guy. Yes. Like 14 years ago, decided he was a woman and wanted to change his name and started having hormones and dressed as a woman and lived his life as a woman and all this kind of stuff. And then he comes in one day and is like,
Bruce Bobbies,
what the fuck? I'm a dude. And was like, oh, I had amnesia or something. I woke up one morning and thought it was 1999 and damn, that was one hell of a party.
Yeah. You probably figured out, hey, being a woman, not so great.
So, anyway.
Lots of upkeep.
Yeah, he decided that he's going to be a guy again. So.
Good for him. I'm glad he figured that out for himself.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets that chance in life to explore their other side. So, bravo for taking the step.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm saying. Let's move on.
Well, I don't know, but his excuse is right up there with Anthony Weiner's. My Skype account got hacked.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I've got no problem with doing that, though. It does bring to the fact that I've heard that the Mayo Clinic originally would do gender reassignment surgery, and now doesn't do it anymore because they found it really doesn't work.
Yeah. Hey, we got another call. This is Boar Patch.
Yay!
Hello, Boar Patch.
Hey, you said call in with your drunk blogging.
Did I?
I'm not trying. Hello? Can you guys
hello?
We can barely hear you. You're very faint.
Talk louder.
I am calling from the secure location in Camp Boar Patch.
Oh, well, that's why.
I'm calling from inside the Faraday cage, which is another whole story.
All you NSA guys are so paranoid. I wonder
inside
why.
The lower
why is that?
Yeah, because they know.
Yeah, I know.
The chair is against the door. Repeat, the chair is against the door.
Breeder, we're professionally trained to be paranoid.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. It's understandable.
Alan, you said Colin would drunk blogging. I am not trying to whore for hits, but I posted a really interesting cocktail if you want to get messed up in a hurry. I posted it a while ago. It's called the French 75. Come to my blog and do a search on it. I'm just too lazy to look at it and give you a URL or something like that. But it's got, like, a ton of alcohol in it. It was Hemingway's drink when he wanted to get messed up.
Oh.
So.
Drano?
Yeah. I figure, you know, if you want to get messed up with alcohol, you may as well learn from a master. So yeah. Hemingway's your go-to guy.
Well, he
if
would
you really
know.
Want to get messed up Hemingway style, try two barrels of double lot.
But how does it taste?
Who cares?
It actually tastes French really 75. Good. It actually tastes really good. Hmm. It's got some, you know, fresh squeezed lemon juice. It's got some orange liqueur. It's got a mess of cognac. And then you fill the glass up with champagne.
Oh, my. That sounds pretty nice, actually.
The only thing in the drink that's not alcoholic is the lemon juice.
Uh-huh.
So this is one of those things that you drink so that you want to fall down.
Being a New Year's party, my brother-in-law makes a killer eggnog with lighter fluid.
Mm. If you drink this on New Year's Eve, if you only want to be standing after 8 or something like that.
10, 9, clump.
It's like, is that like when you go in for surgery and they go, okay, count back from 10, and you go 10, 9, clump.
Right. By the way, off topic, Weird, can you shoot me an email with your snail mail address? I've got something to send for the Weird Link.
Ooh, I will do just that.
Which reminds me, I forgot once again to give you the FAL magazines, Weird. That's twice now.
Yeah.
Remind me next time.
That's okay. I keep forgetting.
That was a while ago.
I finally did that, so now you have my money. So I don't owe you any money. And so now you can make that pass off. And thank you very much, Borpatch.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Borpatch.
Weird. You could just keep this as one of the things that Jay has never done for you over the course of X number of years, and keep a running count of the number of years. Just say it. Hey, I'm sorry I missed the New England blog shoot. That was what
you were missed. We shot Elmo just for you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. That call-in number, should you wish to call in, and you know you do. 214-530-0036. Well, now that we mentioned it, the NSA. There was a story out this week that was very troubling. Apparently, the DEA is pulling shenanigans. Those crazy kids in the DEA. They are claiming that the database they use is separate from the database the NSA uses. I'm sure you can, you know, believe that or not at your, you know, as you wish. But apparently they've been doing for a long time now this program where they do this call. They call it, what is it? Parallel something or other?
Parking?
No, it's like, parallel construction. So what they'll do is they'll intercept. So, you know, like some drug dealers talking to each other or something and saying, yeah, man, we're going to make the drop at the, you know, gas station or whatever. And then the DEA will pass it on to some cops or something and say, hey, be at this intersection at this gas station Thursday night at 8 and look for this license plate number. And so the cop's sitting there, the truck pulls in, they invent something to pull them over with, which, you know, they can
driving erratically.
Yeah, they can do anything they want and call out the drug sniffing dog, which alerts on command. You know, and they, oh, look, drugs. And then they arrest everybody and whether they're finding anything or not. So anyway, they, instead of, you know, saying, oh, yes, the investigation started because of this intercept, they go, yeah, it all started when we just happened to be in this spot and, you know, pulled this guy over.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this has been going on. Some people are saying it's been going on for like 20 years.
Oh, my.
Where they've been doing this parallel construction. There was actually an IRS report that mentioned it for a couple of years before it got scrubbed out of that. So there's a quote in this article from a guy named Finn Slander, who was a DEA agent and was talking about it, and said, "It's just like laundering money. You work it backwards and make it clean." So we're talking, this is so blatantly unconstitutional, it's not even funny. It's mind-boggling.
Well, I really think that at this point, the government, the Constitution is dead, I think.
Well, effectively, yeah.
Effectively, the Constitution is dead. They will do whatever they can do.
Right, right.
As long as they can get away with it.
And they will keep it secret so they don't have to tell you about it.
Just the fact that we still have drug-sniffing dogs is, I mean, it's, there was a reason to a big article on that, is pointing out that, like, drug-sniffing dogs have a false positive rate higher than chance.
Right.
I mean, they're vastly more likely to be wrong than right.
Well, they're also like the horse that can do math, right? They don't actually, for the most part, they're not smelling drugs. They're just watching the handler and watching, you know, what he does, and that's they, you know, oh, he wants me to bark at this. Okay, you know, I mean, it's all a scam.
Well, but it's all how it's trained. The dogs get trained by the handler.
Sure.
The handler will take, you know, get some drugs out of evidence, go out in their yard or in their house and hide it.
Right.
And then walk the dog around, and he knows where the drugs are, right. So he's all nonchalant and just watching the dog. And then suddenly he starts watching the drugs and getting excited, going, "Oh, I hope he picks up these drugs, otherwise I'm going to have to do more training. If he gets it right this time, then I'll be happy it can be done."
Yep. Yeah, it's all bullshit.
But the dog's doing what it's trained to do, which is bark when the owner is getting excited and going, "Huh, something better happen pretty soon."
Right. Yeah. So you got the DEA doing this. You got law enforcement agencies all over the country clamoring to have access to this NSA data for, you know, their own nefarious purposes.
And then starting in October.
Oh yeah.
The government will have access to your medical records.
Yeah, and if you think they're not going to take that's column A and match it up with column B and use that for some big data shenanigans, you know, I got a bridge to sell you, cuz you know, that's going to be a given.
I wonder how Obamacare is going to react to the 2 a.m. emergency room visit to remove a light bulb from your butt. I was changing my light bulb in the noon, and I slipped off the footstool, and it fell into my butt.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait, sir.
Are you kidding? The NSA already knows.
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller.
They can tell you the wattage.
Area code 804. Hello. Hello.
804.
Hello.
Sorry. The TSA keeps us spinning on the highway now.
Oh.
What?
I can't understand it.
I can't either. Things.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Well,
Try again, caller.
Try again. Yeah. Well.
You're going to have to hang up.
Yeah, I did. That was strange. Anyway, 214-530-0036. So yeah, you've got, a lot, and you know, it's like, okay, there's the old, and I don't know who invented this, but Breitbart was a master of it. And this whole dribble thing where you get a whole treasure trove of stuff, right? Instead of releasing it all at once, you pick the most innocuous little snippet and you release that. And everybody starts spinning, right? Oh, it's this, it's that, ignore it, blah, blah, blah. And then you release another little thing, which just happens to prove that everything they've been spinning about for the last week since the last time you released it is a complete lie. And so then they start spinning on this. And then you release another list. So this is what this Glenn Greenwald guy is doing at The Guardian. He has been dribbling this out for weeks now. It's like this one little piece, and then, oh, this little piece. And then lately he's released this this other piece, which, contrary to the NSA claim, they actually do hoover in every fucking thing on the internet, and they keep it in a rolling 3-day buffer. Everything on the internet in a 3-day buffer, and they use the metadata to key on people of interest and save that for like forever. So if they want to go back and find, so they have right currently, you know, and as technology expands, they'll, you know, the buffer will increase. So right now the entire internet is buffered at the NSA for 3 days.
Buffered. What does that mean?
Well, it means they have a rolling 3-day window. So, you know, you can go back and pull anything up for the last 72 hours.
Oh, that's all?
Right. But it's the entire internet. It's everything that's gone on. It's every phone call, every web browsing, every data transfer, everything. And even if it's encrypted or not, they don't care. They just save it all. And then what they do is they have these FISA warrants or whatever, and they go, yeah, we need all the info on this guy. So what they have is this, they have this key list of all these people they're keeping track of. And so anytime any data from one of these people of interest shows up, it gets saved off special by itself. So it just gets collected. Right. And they can, you know, if it's in the clear, they just have it. If it's not in the clear, they go to Google and they go, knock, knock, knock. Hello, Google. We have a FISA warrant for this information. You decrypt it and give it to us, because they already have it. They just need it decrypted. And they do the same thing with Microsoft. They do the same thing with Yahoo. They do the same thing with Dropbox. They do the same thing with, you know, whoever. And just today, the guy who runs the email service that Snowden used to contact Glenn Greenwald, this LavaBit, which is an encrypted email service, this guy announced, his Ladar Levison, announced that he is shutting down LavaBit because of the federal government basically coming to him. You know, he can't say, because he's under a gag order, but you read between the lines, and the government came to him and said, we want access to all this data. You give it to us. So instead of giving it to him, he shut down. And said in a letter, this experience has taught me one very important lesson. Without congressional action or a strong judicial precedent, I would strongly recommend against anyone trusting their private data to a company with physical ties to the United States. So, there you go.
That's a big statement right there.
Yes, it is. It's a huge statement. And he's under a gag order. He legally cannot say anything.
So hence the reason why our software is entirely backed up in China.
Yeah. That's why we have so many Chinese listeners.
it's all our sysops.
It's safe in China. Yeah, right. So basically the thing is, you know, if you have, you know, this is turning out to be really bad for business. I mean, regardless of, you know, Fourth Amendment or, you know, privacy issues or constitutional issues or, you know, anything, any pesky things like that, you know, this is bad for business, because the most of the internet goes through the United States. The big internet companies are in the United States. And people around the world are going, wait a minute. So you're saying that everything, all my email that goes through Google, all my search data that goes through Google, my Android phone that goes through Google, all this stuff, you know.
Yes.
All of a sudden, it's, you know, the government can see everything. You know, you're sitting in France or Germany or, you know, some of these other countries, they're going to start yanking that stuff out. They already are. You know, Microsoft had conniption fits because, you know, the rumor's been around that Windows, NSA's had a backdoor in Windows forever. And basically it's been, you know, it came out – a few weeks ago that the Hotmail service that, you know, Microsoft owns is, and this new Outlook mail service has been, you know, specially constructed with government NSA backdoors, and they, you know, now Skype has specially constructed NSA backdoors, and you know, it's going to be hurting business. And if anything happens, you know, if it was just constitutional, or if it was just, you know, a Fourth Amendment issue, I'm sure it wouldn't matter. But the fact that it's going to hurt business, I think it's going to matter.
Yeah, because this administration is all about creating jobs.
Yeah, right.
Only in the gun industry.
Yeah, right.
Now they're creating jobs by closing down embassies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a coincidence. The NSA is under pressure for stealing all our data and then not finding terrorists. So what do? Oh, look, a terrorist alert that we got by, oh, look, intercepting a phone call between two known terrorists on an open line where they just talk to each other. Yeah, right. So anyway, rant over.
You were pretty fired up about that.
It really pisses me off.
It's so cute that you have the illusion of privacy, Alan. It really is.
Oh,
I know.
I have no illusions of privacy. It's well, you know, privacy is a very, very recent thing in the course of human events. You know, privacy as we know of it, it's only been around for like 100 years or so. So, you know, it's not like you know, the anonymity of cities has given us the illusion of privacy that we didn't have for the entire existence of the human race. So I think we're just getting back to, you know, the way things used to be, where everybody knew your business.
Here's something I want to bring up is, and this is a good one for people to call in, because you can call in.
That's
call
right.
In 214-530-0036. Is Edward Snowden, is he a hero or is he a criminal or is he a little bit of both?
Well, I have an opinion, but I will wait and see what other people have to say. 214-530-0036. Is Snowden a criminal or is he a good guy? Is he a martyr? Is he a, you know?
I think that he's a narcissist.
Maybe that's why Obama hates him so much.
Well, there is an element of narcissism there. I mean, obviously, he could have done this completely anonymously,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he could have arranged this document dump, go to the press, and remained anonymous easily.
Though Obama could say, "I am also a narcissist," so this could have been me.
That's right. If I had a son who was a whistleblower, it'd look like Snowden. We have a call. Area code 360. Hello. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Area code 3. Yes, hello. You are... Quit trying to listen to yourself on the radio and talk to the phone. Hello.
This is going well.
All right, bye.
Or not.
Okay. Hey, we got another one.
Remember, everyone, if you enjoy this show, go to iTunes and rate us with 5 stars.
That's right. We have another caller.
Remember, if you want more hog, just write that you want more hog.
Area code 540, hello.
Hey, this is GeoKid.
Hey, GeoKid. What's up?
Hey, Snowden. He started as a whistleblower, but he crossed the line into treason.
You think?
I think so. He was a whistleblower. He used the wrong channels, but he was doing okay until he started talking about the intelligence methods being used against foreign targets. When he was talking about how it was being used against U.S. citizens, that was whistleblowing. But we're allowed to spy on foreigners.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe he did that because he was looking for a new home. he knew he was blown here.
Yeah, see, if he had just stuck to talking about the domestic spying, he'd have been cool, even though he used the wrong channels.
Well, I'm glad he did that because, you know, a democracy cannot survive when the government operates in secret. I know we're not a democracy, but you know what I mean.
Right.
We're not a totalitarian dictatorship. We're not, well, at least we weren't supposed to be. And
we're,
you know,
a Democratic Republic.
Well, but yeah, but the whole basis is that it's supposed to be an open government. People are supposed to know what's going on so they can talk to their representatives, you know, elect the representatives, you know. See, the problem comes in is we don't know what's going on. We don't, you know, the NSA, they have these classified briefings to eight senators or something, and the eight senators don't say anything. So we don't know, you know, what's going on. We don't have a basis to vote for these guys or not, or complain to them or not. We don't know what's going on.
We can't even, there's not even any point to complaining to your representative if he doesn't sit on the classified committee.
Right. Because he doesn't know.
He's not.
Right.
He's not read into the program.
And if he was, he'd probably deny it because they'd tell him, you can't talk about this.
True. I mean, the final straw for me was finding out that the FISA court uses NSA agents as the court clerks, and they retain all the documentation. The judges don't even have their own opinions.
Right.
The judges can't even retain them.
Yeah, so it's secret law with secret opinions, and everything's secret.
So now we've kept two branches of the government effectively in the dark completely. And the NSA program, FISA court program, is entirely an executive branch issue with no oversight for all practical purposes from the legislature or the judiciary. And that's wrong.
It's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah, especially since by law, if you read the law on classification in the United States, judges automatically have security clearances at whatever level is necessary for their need to know for a particular case. Now, that means that they tend to, if they've got high security cases, they tend to shovel them to the same judges who have handled them before.
Sure.
But since the executive issues security clearances, they can't tell a judge he doesn't have a clearance.
Right.
Just like they can't tell elected members of Congress they're not cleared by law.
Right. Well, yeah,
there's that law thing that you think has anything to do with the government.
I know. I'm naive. I'm a bit of a virgin. I believe in the rule of law rather than, you know, l'état, well, c'est moi.
The rule of law is so dead in this country, it's not even funny. I mean, you got Obama up there making shit up as he goes along. Oh, yeah, Obamacare. You know what? I'll just change it. You know, Congress, I'll just wave my hand and say you're exempt. You know, corporations, we'll just delay it for a year. Don't bother having a vote on it. It's okay. I'll just say it. You know,
I didn't know we elected the Sun King.
Yeah. Well, you did. Well, somebody did. I didn't. But I mean, and you know, it even goes to, you know, these, you know, too big to fail banks and this, you know, the GM bankruptcy where they basically changed bankruptcy law by waving their arms and saying, oh, yeah, we're just going to do it different.
Well, because they were embarrassing the president.
Right. So, you know, and it's like, come on, you know, you know, geez, you know, rule of law is dead. Get over it. Like privacy. Privacy and the rule of law, both dead. Your only hope is to keep your head down and hope you don't get noticed or be too powerful for somebody to do anything. Of course, the problem with being too powerful for somebody to do anything is eventually you're going to piss somebody off and they'll pull you down.
You can't be too powerful to be taken down.
There's a third way, Alan.
What? Take off and nuke it from orbit? What's the third way, Jay?
Oh, the third way is to be so incredibly boring nobody gives a shit.
Well, that's us. That's what we're doing.
Just make sure you Google blue waffles a half dozen times every night and, you know, Allah Akbar, build the bomb, and let the NSA scrape their eyes out staring at your searches.
Yeah, if they're looking at me, they're scraping their eyes out looking at a whole lot of worse stuff than that.
Well, I will let you guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Not a problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and we have another caller. Area code. Ooh. How did that happen?
Area code.
Ooh. Area code 360. Hello.
Hey, it's me again. Let's see if my phone works this time.
Ah, it's Bradley.
Yeah, it's Bradley. I actually called about the Snowden.
Hi, Bradley.
Good. What about the Snowden?
I'm not against what he said. I'm not mad that what he said got out. But I think from day one, step one, he was a traitor. I sort of think he was either being controlled by the Chinese or the Russians. They said, okay, you can tell a little bit about this, but we're going to take everything else. You know, if he was going to be a whistleblower, he should have done it right. He should have gone up the chain of command until he found someone that he could tell it to, or called one of the independent IG groups, or called the FBI IG groups. I mean, there are ways of doing what he wanted to do legally, and he completely ignored it, ran out of the country, and was like, hey, I'm going to break federal law. But it's okay, because it's on Americans.
Well, that's, you know, he didn't run off to Hong Kong, which is kind of weird. But my computer's beeping at me. So, you know, there's that element. But I don't know. It's you have to think that, I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up during the Cold War. I always thought that the Russians and Chinese had a little bit more on the ball than that, at least as far as their intelligence services go. I mean, obviously this didn't turn out, I don't know that it turned out that great for the Chinese. I mean, he wound up in Russia, which, you know, Putin's having a good old time giving Obama a big fuck you.
I think he's the king of leverage. So Obama wants to kill this son of a bitch.
I think Putin should challenge Obama to a wrestling match. I would pay good money for that.
Oh, pay-per-view.
I want to see President...
It would
pay
down the national debt.
President Mom Jeans versus Vladimir riding a bear Putin. Come on. It would be the shortest wrestling match in history.
Oh, no. And we can make it a tag team match. Is if Obama can get to the edge of the ring, he can tag Pumpkin Pantsuit. with a Lunchador mask on. Nobody knows who Pumpkin Pantsuit is, but all we know is that this wrestler has crushing thunder thighs and a bright orange pantsuit. The unknown wrestler. Sunday.
Yeah. So, anyway.
On that note.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Bradley. Well, okay. I
got to say, I pretty much concur with Bradley on that thought. It's one of those. I'm really glad he did what he did, but at the same time, he's a naughty little boy.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those, it's, you know, like when you're doing... you know, when you set yourself up to do, you know, civil disobedience, you got to be prepared to live with the consequences, right?
That's exactly it. It's one of those. Yeah. Martin Luther King did time in jail.
That's right.
And
so
they threw him in jail, and they threw him in jail, even though the Jim Crow laws were completely unjust. They threw him in jail fair and square. I actually would agree. I would actually even go as far as saying, the laws that he broke were not completely unjust, but I don't know if his heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
but I don't really care if his heart was in the right place.
Well, yeah, I mean the thing is regardless of the consequences for Snowden, we have a lot of information we should have had all along. You know, this was not, this is stuff that shouldn't have been secret in the first place. You know, there's different levels of secrecy, right? I mean,
it's for your own good, Alan.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the problem when they start,
I know.
You know, there's, you know, laws that allow things to happen, law should never be secret. You cannot have an open and free society with secret laws. You just can't. Law cannot be secret. And right now we have secret laws. We have laws that they won't tell you about.
Double secret probation.
Yeah. You have court cases they can't tell you about. I mean, these things are, this is part of, you know, this is, you know, this puts a lie to the whole, you know, where they hate us because we're free thing. The next step down from law is like administrative procedure, right? So you have, like, Congress passes a law. Okay, NSA, you get to do that. NSA says, okay, we're going to do this. So they, you know, they make some rules about, all right, we're going to gather intelligence on these foreigners and stuff like that. Some of that needs to be secret. Some of it doesn't. I think at a very high level, it doesn't need to be secret. The fact that they're recording phone calls of foreigners is so obvious and so well known by everybody that trying to keep it a secret is just stupid. But the operational things that they do that, you know, if it comes out, gets people killed, you know, like the lists of secret agents in foreign countries, you know, things like that. Obviously, that needs to be secret. So the problem is that this, we've ratcheted it up from, you know, identities of secret agents being secret to, you know, because it's convenient for bureaucrats, right? If what they do is secret, then they can't get fired, right, for screwing shit up. All they have to do is go, oh, yes, that's secret. I can't tell you what happened. It's secret. So you get this, it's like a ratcheting up of the secrecy, you know. So procedures and policies get turned into secret. And then it climbs up to, you know, the law level where it's like all of a sudden, oh, yeah, that law is secret. You know, we can't, you know. And it's a... It violates the principles of an open society. I'm all ranty tonight.
Yes, you are.
Weird. Anyway.
I blame Alan having to go to Louisiana. It's got to be out.
Yeah, you know what? It was funny because when I drive, I listen to podcasts, and some of them piss me off. So.
Well, there, you should stop driving because nobody needs a car.
That's right.
It saves just one life.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to this idiot go on and on about the economics of global warming and how we needed to do stuff about it right this instant.
The economics of global warming is that there's a lot of grant.
Yeah. And one of the things he said we needed to do right now was pass a carbon tax that would double the price of gasoline. And he didn't think that would be a really big deal to double the price of gasoline.
Be great.
And I was just thinking here, what do you not live in this country? Good Lord.
They've quadrupled it in the past 10 years. A little over 10 years.
Yeah. And
it is nearly quadrupled. It was 99 cents a gallon in 1999. 99 cents a gallon. It's like $3.85 now. So it is already quadrupled. Far outpacing inflation. They've already done what they wanted to do. We're close to fucking Europe at this point. And we're still driving big-ass pickup trucks because America, damn it.
Yes.
Because we had a lot of guns to haul to New Hampshire.
That's weird. He has a mom wagon.
Well, it's because, well, that, it doesn't matter how big your car is. It doesn't matter how big your car is. If you've got to drive, you know, 60 or 70 miles, I mean, we all can't live in a tiny little country. You know, because he was talking about, well, you know, the price of gas in Europe is much higher. I'm like, well, hell, Europe's the size of Rhode Island. Give me a break. You know, I live in a city that's bigger than most European countries, you know, and
more heavily armed.
Yeah. And come on, you know, you can't.
Also, I love people forgetting the fact that, like, I mean, we're driving around in Jay's, like, ridiculously big pickup truck, but he's got the variable valve timing business on it, so it actually, for how fucking huge and powerful it is,
oh, yeah, it gets great mileage. It gets
ridiculously good mileage.
Yep.
It gets way better mileage than, you know, than a small pickup truck 15 years ago got.
Yeah. You know, but the, you know, it's like anybody that can sit there and say that doubling the price of gasoline would not be any big deal. You know, it's like, really? You are not living in the real world, buddy. 'Cause damn.
Well, we got that whole authoritarian business where it's saying that, you know, not only am I going to wear a hair shirt that makes me feel better about myself while making me continue to be a miserable person, but I want everyone to be as miserable as me.
Well, but the thing is these people that do this never affects them, right? They're not saying, oh yes, I want to take on this hardship. It's all you other fuckers that need to take on this hardship. Because whatever it is,
Obamacare, but we're going to exempt ourselves.
Exactly. Or they're secure, you know, you're talking, you know, some of these guys are, you know, they got tenure and they're making good money and, you know, they don't give a shit.
Or make a gun grabber really pissed off by comparing gun deaths to automobile deaths.
Right.
Because they feel perfectly fine not owning a firearm, but
yeah,
they
but
still
you
drive
can't. Yeah, they still drive to work, so that doesn't count because it would affect them.
Yeah. Well, I posted about that woman in Mass earlier today who was on her like third accident.
Oh yeah,
and a whole shitload of tickets because she doesn't pay any of her citations. And my comment was, you know, maybe we should regulate cars like we regulate guns, because if you fuck up with a gun once, you can't ever own one again.
Right.
You really want to carry this? Let's regulate guns like cars? Bring it, fucker. You speed, you lose your license forever. Gone. Oh, and if we catch you driving again, it's a felony. We'll throw you in a federal prison for 10 years. Fuck you. You really want to go there?
But they can't do that because they need to get little Connor Tucker, Zoe Madison.
Connor with 18 N's and 16 I's.
Is that the one that had the multiple EBT cards? Who was there? Was that a different one?
It's Massachusetts. They all have multiple EBT cards. Oh.
Yes, that was the one with the three different EBT cards. And yeah. I like Ross's comment, you know, that the folks that oversee it, you know, oh, we're going to look into this. Yes, you
yeah, can get right.
The cards, the ones that were confiscated.
Please.
Yeah, there was a local radio show host who was spending a lot of time on the EBT card thing, and the standard issue, somebody called up and said, well, you know, I'm getting food assistance. You know, are you saying I'm a bad person? And he said,
yes.
I'm not saying that everybody who has an EBT card is a criminal, but what I am saying is every criminal has an EBT card.
There you go.
And the person said, well, I can't argue with that. I mean, it's one of those in last year in Boston, they picked up a multiple conviction heroin dealer and he had three EBT cards on him, as well as, like, you know, 2 ounces of heroin.
Yeah.
Hey. Fish got to swim, birds got to eat.
Yep. Oh, look. Hey, we're over time. All my ranting was...
We got ranty Alan.
Yeah, you did. You
got Alan, save that up for next week.
And you know what? I actually toned it down. I could have gotten a lot more ranty and a lot more geeky, but I, you know...
You should give Brita the week off, too.
I exercise my self-control. You know why? Because the key to success in life, the key to success in life is good impulse control.
Now you tell
me. Those that have good impulse control succeed in life. Those who lack impulse control, well, you know what happens to them.
I'm having a great time. I'm sitting here talking on the radio show, reading the chat, and looking at pornography all at the same time. Oh, and drinking a martini.
All right. Well, anyway. we're over. So let's
okay.
Let's say goodnight and
good night.
I love you all individually and as a group.
I love you too. Weird, real quick. Yes. La Weirda.
Mm-hmm.
Little Weirdling.
Yes.
Doing good.
Yes.
Okay.
I was reading a Ricky Tabby still.
Are we ready? Almost ready for a countdown?
No.
Not yet.
But she's punching mommy in her pee bag.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
That's right. Punching mommy right in the pee bag. That's awful nice of you.
Yeah, it's, you know, thank God for hormones, because if they didn't have those, you know, if women didn't have those, I gotta love my baby hormones, they would probably kill them more often than they do already.
It works on daddy too. I'm watching a whole lot of baby videos.
Yeah, just
I keep pulling up that baby swaddling video that I posted on my blog like a month ago. She goes, "How many times have you watched this?"
A few more times.
Good.
Oh God, swaddling the burrito.
I can't wait to have my own. I'm going to be so good at it.
Are you practicing?
We're just gonna make YouTube videos.
It's more like
videos.
Putting an octopus in a sack than it is actually.
Well, the first 6 months they just sit there and they don't move a whole lot, so it makes it real easy.
No, they poop a lot.
Yeah, but they don't like you put them down and they stay there. You know, after 6 months, you don't get that anymore. So enjoy the first 6 months, because after that, that you put them down and they don't stay.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's exactly why I'm going to start taking my paternity leave.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.